on silent. Thank you. First item on the agenda, approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse?
Staff have no changes, Madam Chair. I would ask that we are being joined this evening by Colin Arm, the Department, Delaware Department of Transportation. Mr. Sammons is here with his team. They do have a large public event tomorrow morning, and it may be that in the interest of time and to return them to preparatory duties, the Commission may, depending on how the items progress, wish to reorder the order of public hearings. But for the moment, looking at the agenda, it may not be.
Okay. Well, if we feel the need to, if you have, please just let me know, and we'll make certain that we make that happen, because we greatly appreciate you being here with us today. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We have no approval of minutes this week. We'll move on to other business. And the first item is conditional use number 2081 Zion Church Ventures LLC, request interpretation of conditions of approval.
On Monday, August 25th, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request for interpretations of the conditions of approval for conditional use for 2581 Zion Church Ventures, LLC. This application was to allow for storage, warehouse, office buildings, and a car wash located within an agricultural residential district. At their meeting of Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval application subject to 20 conditions of approval. Additionally, at their meeting of Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, Sussex County Council approved the applicant, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 4009. Specifically, the applicant's legal representation is asking further clarification and the commission's interpretation of condition D relating to the prohibition against walling off or isolation space within individual storage units, and condition relating to the prohibition of showers and other bathtub-type within individual storage units. Application notes that these restrictions may be problematic and pose hardship for some of the storage tenants based on specific use contingent upon the commission's interpretation of these elements. The applicant has proposed two possible solutions to still these conditions. The first is converting a unit into a space that accommodates an office, bathroom, and or shower area. Alternatively, Zion Church is considering incorporating a new structure to house an office, bathroom, and shower area within or adjacent to the car wash building depicted on the conditional use site plan. The applicant would greatly appreciate the Commission's interpretation of these conditions so that their client may establish a reasonable path forward. Properties on the southwest side of Zion Church Road, Route 20, probably 605 feet northwest of Deer Run Road, Sussex 388, and the north side of Deer Run Road, Sussex County Road 3, approximately 159 feet southwest of Zion Church Road, Route 20, 306054, Zion Church Road, Frankfort, Delaware. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 11.0, Parcel 23.00. Zoning is Agricultural Residential District.
Any thoughts on this?
I'm personally not in favor of having showers. I don't have a shower in my office, but.
Right. This isn't a public hearing, Ms. Pete. The original application was to have storage area be purchased as condos where people who didn't have storage lodges at their house could set up like a man cave or whatever in an industrial park. Right. We allowed them to have toilets and sinks and a shower, multi-use shower somewhere in the facility, but not in the units. And it wasn't intended to be industrial park. Therefore, we said you can have it in a desk if you want, but you're not going to wall it off as an office because of the original approval.
Right. It's supposed to be storage.
It's storage facilities and man caves. Yeah. It applied for as a business park.
Right. So.
Agreed.
So your motion would be to, did you have any comments, Mr. Allen?
No.
I do make the conditions for reasons. I mean, it's not just for.
You make conditions for a reason. So. Do we need a motion?
I think the motion would be just to deny the applicant's request to amend the conditions. Simple as that.
So moved.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny the applicant's request to amend the conditions on 2022-11 conditional use number 2581 Zion Church Ventures C. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Next item on our agenda is 2022-11 Hunter's 6-month time extension request.
On Tuesday, August 13, 2025, Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6-month time extension request for the Hunter's Creek subdivision, consisting of 93 single-family lots. roads, stormwater management, perimeter buffers, and open space. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 8th, 2022, subject to 18 conditions of approval. And last reviewed the preliminary site plan, preliminary subdivision plan, their meeting of Wednesday, August 21st, 2024, where they approved or amend condition G of the conditions of approval pertaining to the requirement of secondary emergency entrance along Hickory Manor Road, Southern Road 346, opting to change the original wording of the condition to, quote, "there shall be a vehicular entrance via Omar Road, and there's an unobstructed emergency access via Hickory Manor Road that remains open and available to use for vehicles, but not paved," end quote. Specifically, this extension request is being made pursuant to Section 9940C, Essex County Code, pertaining to major subdivisions. In accordance with the requirements of the code, an explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps, agency statutes, and reasons in support of the applicant's request, time extension have been provided. Property is located on the north side of Omar County Road 54, approximately 0.33 miles west of the intersection of Powell Farm Road, Sunny Road 365. Tax parcels are District 134, Map 11.00, parcels 102.00 and 103.00. Zoning is MR, City Residential District. The Commission's recommendation will allow the applicant to be forwarded to Sussex County Council for their final decision on the matter, pursuant to this as outlined in Section 9940C of the Sussex County Code. If approved, this application extension date will be extended 6 months from the original expiration date, September 8th, 2025, to March 8th, 2026.
Questions or comments?
Well, I'm not aware of not having that vehicular access. It does not have to be, but
no.
Still to leave that there.
Just to remind the commission, though, I think this is just on extension.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at this letter, though. It says it at the bottom, last paragraph.
I think looking at the letter, that obviously took a lot of time for the applicant to have that back and forth, to explore that and the commission's request and then engage with DelDOT. So then that as part of the justification for the time extension request.
Okay. So. I don't have a problem with
that. Okay. I move that we recommend approve a six-month time extension for 2022-7 Hunters Creek.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been seconded to approve 2022-11 Hunters Creek six-month time. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item on our agenda is 2022-26 Bollinger Subdivision, amenities plan and request to amend subdivision name.
This is a name change request and preliminary amendment for Ballinger Subdivision, cluster subdivision to consist of 106 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, associated forested landscape buffers. Final subdivision plan proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of November 2nd, 2024, and subject to the revision of Condition C at the Planning and Zoning meeting of May 21, 2024. The applicant is requested to change the name from the existing Ballinger to Ballinger Creek, asserted that no lots have been sold within the community. The amendment plan proposes the establishment of a proposed 1,056 square foot in-ground pool, a 2,056 square foot bathhouse, a 706 square foot two pickleball courts, a bocce ball cornhole field, concrete patching, and community cluster mailbox. The imps are to be located within the Ballinger subdivision on the south side of Holly Mount Road, County Road 48, approximately 0.5 mile west of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23 and Sussex County Road 285 in Harbison. Staff request the commission, the applicant requests the commission verify as to whether the proposed bathhouse on the plan fully meets L of the conditions of approval for Ballinger, which requires a house as follows. Condition L, there shall be an on-site active passive amenities, including a playground, clubhouse, swimming pool, and trail. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by Section 921 of the Subdivision Code. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all conditions of approval, subject to the aforementioned request for determination regarding the compliance with condition L. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 11.00, Parcel 103.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So this is just a sort of a two-part thing. One's the name change, and the other is whether the clubhouse that was proposed can be converted from a clubhouse, which is a full-time year-round amenity, to a bathhouse that's just solely seasonal associated with the pool. One of the things we looked at after staff's memo was produced.
Can we please get the phones turned off? Thank you.
Was, you know, where that clubhouse requirement, where it initiated from, or who it initiated from, and that was actually proffered by the applicant during the public hearing, and that's why it was incorporated into the commission's conditions of approval.
And if they haven't sold anything, which is what they're saying, I don't know that I have a big problem with this. Anyone else? Okay, so
I just want to say one thing on that. From the benefit of having been up here for a little while. And I'm not saying how you should act on this one, but I want you to have in the back of your mind that if we, after the fact, start amending commission conditions, you know, we're going to start hearing applicants say one thing and then come back later on and want to amend them.
Which is what we just went through. So I'm not on board.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you should do it here, you know. Everyone's different, but just always keep that in the back of your mind. Well, I don't want, you know, folks promising things that they
promised us.
Yeah.
That is
would
true.
Be a community building.
And if you're coming back and saying you're taking something away, are you offering anything substantial to replace it that would be equivalent or helpful to the
county? I don't think a bathhouse is equivalent to a full-time.
I agree. Okay. So I actually move that we deny 2022-26 Bellinger Subdivision Amenities Plan. Can I agree with the name change, though?
Yeah, and you can approve the amendment of the name change.
And I approve the amendment of the subdivision name.
Get a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to deny the amenity plan change, but to approve the subdivision name. So vote yes, we'll approve and deny accordingly. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on the agenda is S25-32, Shall We Bounce Expansion, Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a two-story mixed-use building consisting of four units and 6,242 square feet of retail, a proposed 4,000 square foot indoor recreation building expansion, parking, and other site improvements. There is an existing 24,000 square foot indoor recreation building on the property as well. Property is located on the northwest side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District and shall be subject to payment of any related fees as outlined by the Delaware Department of Transportation agreement. A request for parking to be allowed within the front yard setback has been submitted with this proposal. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Code. A revised plan was submitted on September 8, 2025, providing interconnectivity to the adjacent commercial parcel, and relocation of 9 parking spots that were located within the front yard setback. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 5.00, parcels 143.00, 144.00, and 144.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Any other questions from anyone else before I? So there are still parking spaces left in the setback, if I recall correctly from this.
That's my understanding, that they've removed, from my understanding is they removed 9.
But they left some.
Yeah.
Was it 3 left? Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to suggest going with the motion that I have prepared. So regarding S25-32, Shall We Bounce Expansion, Revised Preliminary Site Plan, I move to approve the revised site plan contingent on removal of all parking in the setback, addition of a clear path for interconnectivity, which has already been addressed in this revised site plan. And adding vegetative screening to reduce impact from vehicle headlights to neighboring residential developments, with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals, and the conditions, of course, I've added being incorporated into the site plan.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve, and we'll go with your motion that you made. instead of me trying to repeat all that. On S25-32, Shall We Bounce Expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is S25-46, The Dunes Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for The Dunes for the construction of seven three-story single-family detached condominium units and other site improvements. Board of Adjustment Case Number 13108 for a variance of a 7.76-foot from the required 20-foot combined highway corridor overlay buffer requirement and a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, August 18, 2025. Parcel is located on the west side of Coastal Highway, Route 1, approximately 780 feet south of Old Bay Road. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 20.09, Parcel 189.00. The zoning is General Commercial, C1 District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one? Okay. All right, so regarding S25-46, The Dunes Preliminary Site Plan, I move that we approve with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S25-46, The Dunes, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is Lands of Dale Figs Incorporated, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off an existing 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.811 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands will contain 71.649 acres plus or minus. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north of Ballfard Run, a private lane that is accessed off of Figs Road, Sussex County Road 556. Minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 531, Map 12.00, Parcel 121.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions from anyone? No. I rode through there. You can't see from the road, so Okay, I'm moving that we approve.
Make sure you're speaking to you.
Excuse me.
Make sure you're speaking to your mic so
okay.
You're on record.
Thank all right. You. Move that we approve minor subdivision plan of existing 30-foot easement for Lands of Dale Figs Incorporated.
With final by staff?
Final by staff, receive agency approval.
Thank you.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Dale Figs Incorporated with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.